you can't have a golf tournament in Western Kansas probably without a few kegs of beer. So there will be beer on the course, and then we have it under good authority that Smoky Hole Country Club will have a couple of bar carts going around.
The Hayes Chambers annual golf tournament fundraiser is coming up again in May. From the Hayes Chamber president and CEO Sarah Wasinger, along with brand manager for Next Tech Wireless, the event sponsor Tasha Eichmann stops by to share all the details on this episode of the Post Podcast.
I'm going to knock on wood, some hardcore wood here, because we are usually pretty blessed with a nice day for our tournament. There's something about that first Friday in May that we've gotten pretty lucky the last several years.
Yes.
So we're hoping to dial in that magical chamber weather again Friday, May 5th for the 14th annual Chamber Golf Tournament. And Tasha's joining me because Next Tech Wireless has actually been our title sponsor for that event for, is this our third year in a row now?
I think it is. I was just thinking about that on the way over here. I think it's our third year. So, yeah.
Fantastic. And it's always a fun event, but it's multifaceted. There's other pieces that go along with this. And let's get into this. It's again coming up on May 5th, you said, right?
Correct. So we, of course, have this at Smoky Hill Country Club. For those of you who may not be a club member, this is the perfect opportunity to go play on the beautiful course. Obviously, it's an 18-hole tournament, and we do have teams of four that participate. This year, team registration fees will be $600 per team, or $150 if you want to get a team together yourself but want everybody to pay individually. We can definitely do that too. It's a great day, though, because it's pretty all-inclusive. We start at 8 o'clock in the morning with registration, and then we'll have donuts available, coffee, juice, and then for lunch, we're going to go ahead and change it up a little bit this year and do, I think, cheeseburgers and some chips and pickles and a snack, and then have some hot appetizers in the afternoon. Of course, there's you can't have a golf tournament in Western Kansas probably without a few kegs of beer. So there will be beer on the course, and then we have it under good authority that Smoky Hill Country Club will have a couple of bar carts going around. So lots of fun to be had.
Yes.
Very cool. Well, Tasha, I'm curious, you know, why is it that you guys sponsor this event? Why is it important to help put something like this on for the community?
Sure. So we are very involved in all of the communities that we serve. This is just a really fun event. Our entire team looks forward to it every year. You'll see lots of volunteers from Next Tech Wireless out and about. It's like everyone's always asking the beginning of the year, when's the volunteer sheet coming out? So the Chamber's been a great partner for us. We love supporting them, and it's a great opportunity to interact with other local businesses.
Yeah, and you really do kind of get the gamut of business professionals from Ellis County in this event, right?
Yes.
So speaking of sponsorship, I was actually talking to Tasha before we got on air just to see if it was okay for us to give a little bit of a teaser. So part of their title sponsorship means that they get to provide a special gift for the golfers that participate that day. Do you want to share what that is?
Sure. So this is actually something we start planning at the end of every year. This year, we are going to be doing Skosh Bluetooth speakers. These are a little bit different. They're about the size of a small disc, I would say, but they're MagSafe compatible. So you can actually attach it to the back of your iPhone, and it acts as like a little prop for your phone. It'll prop your phone up, but it's also just a really great quality speaker. Still works with Androids as well. It will magnet to any metal. So just a fun little speaker. We always try to pick something fun and different every year. We've done some really nice cups and some battery power packs. So this year we thought everybody needs a speaker.
Well, yeah, you need to listen to some tunes on the golf course if you're going to do it upright.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. And especially if the weather holds, right? You're going to be outside all summer and enjoying, and you got to have music.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah, love that. Very cool.
So we have, so I'm going to be a little cheeky about this because we had a special ball that we started doing with our golf tournament a couple of years ago. Some shenanigans were afoot last year, and people may have not used that special ball correctly. But it's a $100 ball that each team can purchase. And with this ball, it allows each team to reshoot a hole one time as long as they have the ball. So if they hit a hazard in the water and they lose the ball, We're not going to Happy Gilmore it. You know, it's lost. You can't use it anymore. But we had some teams, I think, that may have had multiple players trying to reshoot holes with that last year. So we're going to tighten that up just a little bit and make sure that people use that ball as intended. And of course, back by popular demand will be the mulligans. So you get a mulligan on the front nine and on the back nine. The nice thing, though, about our tournament, I think that sets it off a little bit differently from others, is we actually have a silent auction that kind of starts the Monday, the week of the tournament. And then we actually culminate that auction around 3:30 that Friday. We want to give golfers a chance to bid on items. But if they're already there at the club, we transfer all the silent auction items to the country club. And so if they win those things, they can pick them up and then kind of go home after they're done playing and having a great day.
Awesome. You know, Sarah, we're talking about the mulligans and all of that and all of these purchase things. Maybe it's a good time to talk about like what the purpose of this golf tournament actually is.
Yes, absolutely. So it's no secret. Our chamber is funded by membership dues and non-dues revenue, such as sponsorships and advertising and things of that nature. This golf tournament actually serves as our largest fundraiser of the year. And to put it in perspective for you, it actually really helps us get about 10% of our operating budget. One of our goals to continue to be sustainable in the future is to really just build on this event, which is why we have a multifaceted event. It's important for us to have a great golf tournament with Next Tech Wireless, also to have a strong silent auction. We'll talk a little bit later about the Plinko Patio Party that Premier Business Management is sponsoring in a couple of weeks here. But there's just a lot of stuff going on with that. And the goal is to not always have to have that ask out there in the community. We want to be providing value for our members throughout the year. And this is just one of the more fun ways to kind of get involved. You know, it's pretty hard to not have a good time when you're outside soaking up some sun. And we would be remiss to not also give a big shout out to our ambassadors, which Tasha happens to be our ambassador, and she's our chair elect for the crew. For next year.
Yes.
You guys do a lot. Do you want to talk a little bit about the volunteer aspect of the tournament?
Sure. So right now, the ambassadors on the golf tournament team are working on gathering silent auction items, as well as figuring out what our raffle items are going to be this year. We've done some really popular stuff in the past. The business community has been great about donating and helping us get some great items in our silent auction. So we're working on that behind the scenes right now.
Yeah, they'll be kind of out in full force. So if you have people contacting you, chances are it's to see if you want to contribute something to that auction. And a lot of people will say, well, my business doesn't necessarily have something traditional to donate. Mm-hmm. What should I consider doing? If you want to do cash or a check, our ambassadors are willing to go out to some of our other local businesses to purchase items on your behalf. Or, you know, we can just do gift cards from other businesses or things of that nature. So it doesn't necessarily have to be something tied to your business. It can be a gift basket full of goodies from other places across town.
Yeah, and what a fun way to connect with so many members of the community that are going to be at this event.
Absolutely. So we have all of this information is available. So the registration form, we'd be remiss to not talk a little bit about that process. So we released that registration form in our newsletter for March. So that can be found at hayeschamber.com. We would like to have those in by April 17th. In the past, we've actually filled up the golf tournament. Mm-hmm. And so it's really important to get those registration forms in early. And then we save spots according to the teams that pay. So if you're wanting to make sure that your team gets registered, feel free to fill out that form and go ahead and make the payment. We can do that a variety of different ways. You can do cash, check, or credit card. And then feel free to call us at the office if you have any questions. Of course, that number is 785-628-8201.
Fantastic. Yeah, go play. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's good for the community. Got cool prizes. The auction, all of it coming together. It's going to be a great day.
Absolutely.
And only $600 a team.
$600 a team. Covers a full day of fun.